Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Richard Goldberg of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about the Biden administration these last years and its foreign affairs, especially with adversaries. And we look at Iran. The president has been insistent that Israel not take on Iran directly, even after the missile attack of April. However, what is the administration policy towards not just an adversary, but clearly an enemy of our allies everywhere and a predator state? Rich describes it as silos. Here's Richard Goldberg talking about the Biden administration's policy towards Iran in silos, silo for drones, silo for a suspect nuclear weapons program, and silo for the surrogate Houthis, silo for the surrogate Hezbollah. Rich explains. More of this later. Thank you.
From the very beginning of October 7th onward, and predating October 7th, the administration has had the opportunity to have a grand strategy towards the Middle East, towards Iran, and all of its various threat streams, including Hezbollah, including the Houthis in Yemen, including Hamas, including the militias in Iraq and Syria. But instead, it retreated to a siloed policymaking in which they wanted to conduct nuclear negotiations with Iran, find some sort of arrangement for its nuclear program in exchange for some sort of sanctions relief, and then have other policies, other strategies for each of the proxies. So they just have a Yemen policy to legitimize the Houthis and try to find a political settlement in Yemen that includes the Houthis, a terrorist organization. That's why you saw them remove them from the terror list. They've had a separate Lebanon and Hezbollah working group. They've had a separate Syria strategy to try to rehabilitate Assad and restore stability in Syria by bringing Assad back into the fold. They had a Hamas Palestinian territories strategy as well, refunding UNRWA, refunding money into the West Bank and Gaza, pushing towards a two-state solution again. All of that, by the way, emboldened the Iranians, enriched the Iranians, allowed them to increase their capabilities, and unleash what we now see, the seven-front war against Israel.